Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now, finally, a podcast. I am Julia, your messy philosophical friend who took it upon herself to entertain you with what has essentially become my life. Almost 2 years ago, I decided to uproot my life in Sweden to search for my purpose. Since then, I've been slow traveling Africa and sharing it through writing. By sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener, because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky, as amazing as that is. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence, however that may look like. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Art and Authenticity, a tour of Woodstock street art scene. Brief history of Woodstock. While in Cape Town, I wanted to take time to discover areas I had never visited before. Cape Town is huge, and taking a taxi everywhere for daily adventures can quickly become expensive. Therefore, I have decided to live in the area that I want to explore, to stay only in that area for that specific time, starting with Woodstock. Woodstock is an industrial suburb about 10 minutes outside the city center of Cape Town. It was one of the few areas that did not forcibly remove its non-white inhabitants during the apartheid regime. For those who don't know, apartheid is the systematic racial segregation implemented and used as a governing strategy in South Africa by the all-white National Party between 1948 to 1994. That Woodstock never was declared an only white area during the apartheid regime has enabled it to continue being a natural melting pot of cultures to this day. It used to be an area ravaged by crime, but today it's mostly known for its street art and hipster coffee shops. Touring through Cape Town's art and history. Woodstock is known for its street art and hippy-dippy vibrant vibe, but when I asked my accommodation host if it's safe to walk around, she only told me where not to go. This left me a tiny whiny bit insecure. Can I not walk the streets here during the day? To me, that did not align with the research I had done about the area. To counteract my newfound fear and insecurity, I decided to book a street art tour with a local tour guide in order to get a sense of the area and where and how I can navigate it. After some quick research, I decided to go with the local enterprise Juma Art Tours, and an hour later, I am face to face with my smiling and enthusiastic guide, Shahid. We start the tour at the Woodstock Exchange, a multi-purpose space hosting everything from offices, coffee shops, to artisanal enterprises. Many of the available rooms glare emptily back at us. Shahid explains that this used to be a completely packed space pre-COVID, but that the effect of the economic reality hit small and artsy enterprises especially hard. We will recover. We always do. But it's going to take time, Shahid tells me. As we proceed through the neighborhood, it is evident that art is as central to the infrastructure of Woodstock as the cement holding the houses together. Art overlaps art everywhere you look. There are some new or very old murals and paintings. Looking at it, taking it all in, I see the interaction between the dramatic landscape of Cape Town that encapsulates Woodstock and the art. It is all connected. The recurring themes of the murals tell the story of unity, community, human rights, social commentary, and history. I would highly recommend taking the time to go on a street art tour here if you are interested in the history of not just Woodstock, but of Cape Town and South Africa. The art ties and connects the local to the national, history to the present, and enables an understanding of the context that you are existing within right now. The tour ends in Shahid's kitchen. What was supposed to be one glass of water turns into a conversation of nearly 2 hours. We talk about what's important to us in life, exchange experiences of living in faith, and how that has impacted the choices we make on a daily basis. What stands out about Shahid is how he lives from his heart. Any and every decision seems to stem from his heart, fully secure that whatever will come from those heart decisions is a blessing or guidance from above. This has led Shahid to have a huge family, as many young people have sought and found refuge in his and his wife's caring home. As I sit on a stool in the kitchen, the many people making up his expansive home come and go. Kids, teenagers, youngsters, some live there and some are just visiting. But everyone seems to feel right at home. And nobody's at all surprised that their father brought me home to sit at their kitchen table. Their hospitality feels warm and encapsulating. I could stay here in this family forever. But eventually I have to leave. After all, I have a dance festival to get ready for. One of Shahid's sons recommended the restaurant, The Fat Cactus, and I gratefully accept a ride there. Their food and vibe was truly amazing. All right, guys, that was it for today. As some of you already know, this blogcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to see the photos from this journey, take part in the latest news, and join our amazing and vibrant community, you'll find the link to theglobalentity.com in the bio. You can also find my email right there in the bio. Send me a few lines and let me know what you think. If you enjoy this blogcast and if you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe send it to a friend you think might enjoy it too. I'd really appreciate that. Have a great week and don't forget to dance!